Exclusive, Matt Van Epps, Tennessee Special Election Critical for Balance of Power in Congress. By Hannah Knudsen on December 2, 2025. Tuesday's special election in Tennessee is critical for the balance of power in Congress. Matt Van Epps, Republican candidate for Congress in Tennessee's 7th Congressional District, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. Epps, endorsed by President Donald Trump, is running against Democrat State Representative Afton Bennett and explained that the election, held today, December 12, will very much determine the future direction of Congress. This is a critical election for the balance of power in the House for Republicans to hold the majority. You know there, when you look out over the next several months and you see the folks that are either resigning, and you know those seats potentially in play, you look at what California is doing. This very well could come down to a single vote, he said. And that's why, a single vote margin in the House. That's why this seat is so critical. We've got it. We've got to hold this today, because it's literally about the fabric of America. It's about the direction we want to move our country, where we keep moving America first. We keep all of the great things happening, driving down cost of living, keeping our border secure, keeping men out of women's sports, Epps said. I mean, you just go down the list, and in this race today. It's that critical as we look out over the next few months and why 2026 is just so critical for Republicans. He continued, emphasizing that every single vote matters. Further, he said every voter today is making a decision about the direction to move this country. And we know we're going to win when our team puts on the jersey and gets on the field, he added. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Matt Van Epps, December 2, 2025. When asked what Republicans need to continue to do to address the issue of affordability, Epps pointed to keeping taxes low and cutting regulations. That is so important in this. We need more affordable housing in close proximity to the workforce. I'm a pro-nuclear person. Tennessee has led on nuclear, and that's what we've got to continue to do. The first small modular reactor will be at the Clinch River site in East Tennessee in 2032. We should get that done as fast and as safe as possible. It will serve as a blueprint for how we can continue to drive these small modular reactors that will reassure our grid, which is a national security issue, drive down costs at the pump, he continued. It will make food and feed and fertilizer cheaper for our farmers, drive down utility costs. And that's what, when we unleash oil and gas and nuclear to unleash America's energy dominance. It's just such a key component to affordability, he said, also pointing to driving down the costs of health care. We've got to look at it full price transparency and full quality transparency so the consumer can make an informed decision. We should continue to expand healthcare savings accounts. And those are some of the things we're going to do. From day one, we're going to support our working families, our farmers, military and veterans across our district, the Republican hopeful added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.